now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app, look it in the mouth, get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rocky was giving us some technical issues this morning. He just wanted to be on board with us and inspire us. So welcome, welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends with stimulating talk, news you can use, and wonderful ways to stay home, have fun, and make more money. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool topics. Cool guests and hot topics each and every day. You want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best on Joyce, Barry, and Friends, and you do not want to miss any of our very special shows. Today is Wow Wednesday, and we will wow you today because we have on board Rudy Rivek, CEO of Symmetry Direct, and the topic is habits. And if you can change your habits, you can change your life. So you do not want to miss hearing this wonderful talk on habits. Keep up with us. You don't want to miss out on anything. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Click follow on the upper left side right above my picture. You can check out my website. That would be www.joycebarry.com. The chat room is now open. You can enter our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry. That's B-A-R-R-I-E. Go to the profile in the center of the page and click on the green icon that says chat now and have fun and chat away. This is the last day of Just Do It January. We just did it because we have with us today the fabulous Rudy Rivek. Great show. You don't want to miss hearing one word. We want you to just do it. We want you to have it all. We want you to get your goals and be a new you in this new year. Make it happen. Have it happen. Enjoy the end of the year, the last day of the month, because tomorrow we usher in Fitness February. So what better time to start than right here, right now, changing your habits. And if you want to hear more about goals, Rudy Rivek knocked it out of the ballpark on December 27th when he gave an extraordinary talk on goals. You can go to our blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry website, click on December 27th, and you can hear that whole show. All our shows are archived for your convenience. So without further ado, I am going to head over to Dr. Stan Harris because he is going to bring to us the Daily Attitude Adjustment.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow. What a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go, straight over to the Coach's Corner. And this is an original by yours truly, Joyce Barry, to usher in our Fitness February. Today I'm going to talk about health and fitness. Exercise your mind. Eat the food for thought. Drink from the well of knowledge. Walk with wisdom. Move forward. Run away from negative people. Jog towards positive, happy people. Stretch your imagination. Reach out to a coach. Lift up your spirits. Lose the weight of any problems. Buy time to achieve your goals. Spend time with your family. Build relationships. Close out complaints. Open your heart. Stretch your imagination. Walk through the doorway of opportunities. Take the stairway to success. Get financially fit. Pay it forward. Hop on board with us and jump for Joyce Barry and Friends. And I want to conclude this section with four extremely important elements of success, and that is to drink, lie, steal, and swear. Rudy, I hope you're not getting nervous. Drink from the cup of prosperity, but remember those less fortunate than you and act to help them. Lie down tonight and give thanks for all of the blessings you have, all the opportunities you have, and all the wonderful people you have in your life. Steal time away from your busy schedule to spend quality time with those people in your life who are important, and swear that you will say something nice to someone today, express gratitude to someone today, and pay it forward to someone today. Smile a lot, laugh a lot. Happiness is contagious, and enjoy. Rudy, over to you. What'd you think of my elements of success? Did it make you nervous?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first four words did. But no, very good, Joyce. Excellent. Outstanding.
Thank you so much. I love playing with words. That's one of my favorite things to do with words and writing poetry and things of that nature. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to you Rudy Rivack, but just let me tell you a bit about him. It is said that there are few people who have the ability to visualize a goal and know how to make it happen. Rudy Rivack not only has the vision, but has the ambition, the talent, and the drive to make his vision a reality for himself and for thousands of others who have made symmetry a part of their lives. When he started Symmetry, Rudy had a vision, and part of it was to make available to people a product line that would help them reach their full physical potential. For years, he had studied and used nutritional supplements and believed that good nutrition can make a positive impact on a person's energy and health and on their life. He wanted to help make it possible for everyone to reap these benefits, but that wasn't the entire vision. Rudy's primary goal was to create a vehicle which could help thousands of people to grow, develop, and reach their own financial goals. So, folks, I want you to stay with us, because after you hear all about habits, I want you to think about how you can change yours and hear all about the financial possibilities with this great company, Symmetry, the vision and the products, and what you can get to change your life out of being a part of it. Without further ado, it is my great honor and pleasure to bring to you the CEO of Symmetry Direct, Mr. Rudy Rivack.
Hi, thank you, Joyce. Thanks so very much, and congratulations to you for this great show that you put on for people. You know, I've now been involved in the direct selling network marketing industry for 40 years, and when I first got involved 40 years ago, one of the first things that they taught me, I was fortunate enough to come up under a very terrific mentor, Mr. Jim Rohn, who we unfortunately lost a year ago. But and Jim used to say to us all the time, the key to success was your personal development. If you want to grow, if you want to improve your income, you've got to improve yourself. And so you're doing that through this show, helping people to grow and develop and improve with these messages, that inspirational message from Dr. Breakthrough. I've met Dr. Stan. He's quite an exciting guy. And so you're doing a great service for people, paying it forward to people for by putting on this show. So congratulations to you on everything that you do.
Thank you so much, Rudy, and I'm so pleased to be a part of everything you do, because we are worldwide, and that's very, very exciting that we can reach so many people with the great opportunities and the great products that Symmetry offers all of us. So why don't you talk about habits, and maybe today we can get some of our fans to change some of theirs and improve on that to change their lives.
Great. All right, folks, I'd love to spend a little time with you and talk to you about thinking habits. Because the way a person thinks is what determines their future, and it's poor thinking habits that keep most people poor. You know, as I said, I got started 40 years ago in this industry, and one of the first pieces of information that I was fortunate enough to pick up was from a gentleman named Earl Nightingale. And he had this little 45 record, and I know some of you on this line today probably don't even know what a 45 record is, but it was a little 45 record, and of course that was before tapes, that was certainly before CDs and the tapes. We had these little records, and Earl Nightingale had gone out and he'd studied successful people throughout the early 1900s, the late 1800s, early 1900s, and the people who became very successful. And then he made this little 45 record, and it was called The Strangest Secret. And I listened to that when 40 years ago, when I first got into this business, and I listened to it over and over and over again. And what it was simply this. Earl Nightingale discovered, after investigating all these very successful people and trying to figure out what was something common among them all that made them successful, even though they were in different industries, had different products, different ideas, different concepts, in some cases even different philosophies, but they were all successful. What was it that made them successful? And he boiled it down into this record, again, that he called The Strangest Secret. And here's what The Strangest Secret was. He simply said on this record, the end result was that you become what you think about. And it's that simple. You become what you think about. Whatever feeds your mind is what you're going to become. And as I said, it's poor thinking habits that keep most people poor. Because even in the Bible it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Because the way a person thinks is what determines their future. The way a person thinks is the direction of their life. You can tell how a person thinks without them even opening their mouths. Yes, just go out and look at how a person dresses. Find a person who's a sloppy dresser, you have a sloppy thinker. Find a person who has nothing to do with the expense of their clothes. It's how they wear them. Find a person with a sloppy car. You've got a sloppy thinker. Again, not the expense of the car, how they maintain that car, how well it is, right? You can tell how a person thinks just by shaking their hand. That's right. Shake hands with someone who has a weak handshake, feels like you're grabbing a wet bowl of spaghetti. That's a person with a lack of self-confidence. Somebody with a good, firm handshake has some self-confidence. You can you don't have to tell me how a person thinks. Let me watch them for 30, 60 days. I'll tell you exactly how they think, because everything you think is reflected in your actions. So the secret to success is to protect your mind like a hawk, because everything that goes into our mental factory is going to come out on our screen of life. I think one, the interesting thing about that is that people in today's world, they'll protect their physical property faster than they'll protect their most valuable asset. The most valuable thing that God gave us besides our soul is our mind, because that's what makes us different than any other animal out there. The reason we're different than a dog is because of our minds. We're still just animals, but it's our minds and our souls that make us different. And it's interesting to me how many people will protect their property faster than they'll protect this most valuable asset. If somebody came over to your house with a pail of stinky, rotten, dirty garbage and dumped it on the front lawn, well, most people would get furious. They'd go out and they'd punch the guy. Guy's putting garbage on my front lawn. But that same person who wouldn't allow someone to dump garbage on their front lawn will stand still while another human comes up and tells them, you can't. It won't work. You're too young, you're too old, you're too black, you're too white, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too male, you're too female, you're too educated, you're too uneducated. And stand there and listen to all these negatives, all this garbage, and take it in and say, Well, folks, let somebody dump garbage on your lawn, but gosh, don't let them dump garbage into your mind. And unfortunately, in today's world, because of the news media, because of all the negativity out there, because everyone talking about the negative economy, the negative business cycle, the negative employment, the negative, that's feeding our minds. And I think the best way to understand this is maybe to try to visualize it a little bit. Let's assume that you have a big 60-inch flat-screen TV on your wall. Wow, beautiful. Okay? And you have a VCR. And that VCR connected to this beautiful big flat screen TV, you have two different CDs. One of the CDs has negative information on it, bad stuff. If you plug that CD in, that DVD, if you plug that DVD into the player, what kind of an image do you get on the flat screen TV? You get a negative image. If I put in negative information into the DVD player, I get a negative image on the screen. Now, if I take a positive DVD and I put it into the DVD player, I get a positive image on the screen. Well, that's basics. That's simple. Everybody who knows that would be true. Put in negative, I'm going to get a negative image. Put in positive, I get a positive image on the screen. And that's exactly right. And that's exactly the way I believe that our lives work. See, this big flat-screen TV, that's our life. That's the screen of life. That's the image that we portray to the world. That's what people see when they look at us. The DVD player, that's our mind. Anything that we put into that DVD player is going to come out on the screen of life. So if I fill my mind with negative images, with negative thoughts, with negative information, how could I possibly have a positive screen of life? Impossible. In order to have a positive screen of life, I've got to put in positive information. And so it's that simple. If I want a positive image, if I want to present the world, and the interesting thing about this is the screen of life, even though you might be filtering in negativity, and then you think that you're changing it and making it positive, when people look at you, the screen of life, it's not what you see, it's what they see, and you see something totally different of yourself. So you've got to constantly be feeding your mind with this positive information. And it doesn't matter where this negativity comes from. It will affect you, because people will say, it's my friends who are doing it. No, it doesn't matter who gives it to you. Your best friend or your worst enemy does it. It's still going to affect you negatively. So you say, well, Rudy, you mean if I have a good friend come up and tell me something negative that I can't or it won't work or give me some negative information, you mean I should be rude and just not listen and walk away? No. Run! Get out of there as fast as you can, because every little bit of negative information that filters into your mental factory is going to come out on that screen of life. And it doesn't matter if they meant to put it there or they didn't. They did it by accident or they did it on purpose. It doesn't matter. It's still going to affect you negatively. And it doesn't matter how much negativity. Every little bit is going to harm the screen of life and how you appear to the world and how you operate in the world and how your success becomes in the world. Because every little bit, look, if we're baking a cake, and I don't know how to bake, but we've got everything there, all the sugar and the cream and the milk and the flour and everything you need to make this cake. And right after you pour the batter into the pan, I go get a teaspoonful of sand and I put it into your batter. What just happened to your delicious cake? Certainly, you can still cook it. You may still be able to eat it, but you'll be picking sand all night out of your teeth. Okay, let's change the story. We have all the ingredients to make this delicious cake. You pour the batter into the pan. I go out and I get a cupful of sand and I pour it into your batter. What happened to your cake? Well, it's definitely ruined. But did it matter whether I put in a cupful or a teaspoon? It's still over for that delicious cake. It's not as good as it could have been or should have been or would have been if you left out the sand. Well, it's the same thing in our mental factory. Every little bit of negativity that enters, every little bit of negative information that we put in is going to somehow affect the screen of our lives. So the important thing is to stay away from these negative people. And one of the best ways to avoid this negativity, folks, is to stay away from the news media, especially in today's world. Gosh, you listen to the news, whether it's on the radio or television or in newspapers, it's ugly. It gives you nothing but negative information. Stay away from the newspapers. You know, I think one of the things that people don't understand is that the news media actually sells on negativity. That's how they make their money. They scour the earth every 24 hours looking for every horrible, ugly, miserable thing that humans can do to each other. Rapes, killings, riots, murders, suicides, wars. They look all over the world for this horrible information and in a half hour condense it and dump it on you. And if you start listening to that, you start thinking the whole world is bad. The whole world is negative. Everything around you is going bad because all you ever see is this negativity. You see, not the positive side of the coin, always the negative. And they can also lead you, and what happens is this negative information in news media can lead you in any direction they want you to go based on how they word things. I remember many years ago, I always remember this story because it was so shocking to me, but there was a gentleman here in California who had built a very, very big successful company. And during that building of that successful company, he apparently had some legal issues and he had some lawsuits. And so to make a long story short, one day this gentleman whose hobby was flying an old P-51 fighter plane, one day he was flying his plane, he crashed it and was killed. And the next day in a San Francisco newspaper, the headline said, and I won't tell you his real name, but George Jones, who has 148 lawsuits pending in the United States, yesterday piloted his plane into the side of a mountain. Well, what does that mean? The average person reads that as, oh, he committed suicide because he had these lawsuits. The guy was doing $20, $30, $40 million a month in sales. He probably didn't even know he had that many lawsuits. I mean, General Motors right now has more lawsuits against it than we probably have people in the city here of San Jose, all over the world, because there's constantly people debating about good and bad. Doesn't mean that they're wrong, the lawsuit. It just means that somebody had a difference of opinion. But you see, the average person reads that headline and says, oh, yeah, he piloted his plane into the side of a mountain. Folks, he probably didn't even know he had those 148 lawsuits. But yet that's the way the news media leads us to believe certain things by the way they word it. Now, and by the way, was it wrong? No, the information was accurate. He did pilot his plane into the side of a mountain. It's how they lead us into the way they want us to think. So be careful. Get away from that news media. Get away from that negativity. Get away from those negative friends and people who keep telling you what you can't do and why it won't work and what's wrong. Folks, look, let's talk about, I don't want to take too much time today, but let's get into some, that's the reason for your thinking habits. Now let's get into some thinking habits that might be a little bit on the negative side, that cause people to stumble. That may not be major concerns, but they are always a problem for your better future. Here are some of the thinking habits that I think a person needs to eliminate, to kick the habit. You know, I here's why. I think when we were put on this earth, the good Lord gave us two sides of life, if you will. He gave us two baskets of life. And in this one basket, he put all of the good stuff. This is where all the courage, the compassion, the commitment, the desire, the feelings, the emotions, everything comes out of this good basket of life, all the good stuff. And I think the base word to this basket is love. Then he gave us another side of life when we were born. It's the negative side of life. This is where the horrible things come from, the killings, the rapes, the murders, the suicides, the wars, all the horrible, ugly things in life. And I think the base word to this basket is fear. And so, in my opinion, it has not been predetermined what will happen with our life, because it says that we have free will. Remember reading that? So it has not been determined. We have free will. What that means to me is I can come over here and I can wallow in this basket of life that's positive, where all the good things are, or I can come over here and live in this negative basket. And this, and in this negative basket, these are the things, not as serious as I just mentioned, but some of these diseases of habits that I'm going to talk about right now need to be eliminated from our habits, because they are cripplers of success. They're cripplers of our better future. They're cripplers of our personal development and a positive direction. They're not as major as the things I mentioned, but they certainly are cripplers. Now remember, thing to remember is, before I get into some of these negative things, is that we all have them. Because remember, we both got these baskets when we were born. We both have, we all have this basket full that bases on love, and we all have this basket based on fear. Well, these items come out of that basket based on fear and will cripple your better future, in my opinion. Number one, the disease is complaining, a habit of complaining. Look, all the complaining on earth has never solved the problem. If you're a complainer, kick the habit. Because it never solved the problem. And one of the problems with being a complainer is that no one likes being around a complainer except another complainer. That's right. And then all they do is waste time. They never get anything done. They're just complaining all the time. Complaining has never solved the problem. Kick the complaining habit. Get rid of it. Right? And get into action. Here's another bad habit or disease, if you will, of negative thinking. And that is indifference. The indifferent person, it's the person who takes the mild approach, the so what attitude, the, well, I don't want to work too hard because they ain't paying me enough. Well, I better not do little too little because they'll fire my butt. They're always kind of wallowing in the middle. They never swing hot, never swing cold, never do anything 100%. It's the indifferent person. Look, in everything you do in life, if you're going to do it right. When it comes to working your job or kissing your wife, if it's worth doing, then, gosh, do it right. You understand what I'm saying? Swing hot or swing cold, but, gosh, swing, because that's what makes life exciting. Life, look, the people who do the best in this world, they are the people who are the most passionate about what they're doing. They might be passionate about baking cookies, but they do it well because they're passionate about it. They might be passionate about their business. Well, that's why they succeed, because of that passion that they have for it. Right? So the idea, swing hot or swing cold, but gosh, swing. Everything you do, do it 100%. And you know, you can't wish your way to success. And that's what happens to the indifferent person. They're always looking for a helping hand. They're always looking for someone else to do. They're always looking for saying, oh, I wish someone would do something about that problem, right? Well, the best place to find a helping hand, of course, is at the end of your own arm. It reminds me of a story of a little old man, and every day he would walk from his apartment down to the store to get some milk and some eggs or his newspaper, whatever he was getting. And he walked back home, and he lived right in the middle of the city. And as he was walking home every day, he'd go past this little piece of land. It wasn't very big. There'd been a small building there. They tore down the building. There was rubble left behind, and then, of course, weeds grew. And then with that, garbage started to collect, and with that, there were rodents that came, and it was just an ugly piece of land right in the middle of the city that no one had taken care of for many years. And it was just ugly. And every day the little old man would walk by this ugly piece of land, and he'd say, ah, I wish someone would do something about this ugly piece of land. And one day as he was walking by, he said, hey, why not me? I don't own it, but I have to look at it. I might as well fix it myself. And so he did. He went to work. He went to work by taking out the weeds, and he took out some of the rubble. He took away the garbage, and, of course, that with the rodents left. And then once he got it all cleared, then he started to plant. And he planted a little garden and put in a few shrubs here and there, and he put in a little walkway and a little path. It was just, by the end of the summer, a beautiful little garden right in the middle of the city. And one day the little old man was in his garden and he was working away. He was hoeing and taking out the weeds and protecting his little garden. And a priest came walking by. And as the priest was walking by, he stopped in amazement to see this beautiful little piece of land. And he called the little old man over. And the little old man went up to the priest, and the priest said, "Sir," he said, "you and the good Lord have done an amazing job with this little piece of land." And the little old man looked up at the priest, and he said, "Hey," he said, "you should have seen this land when the good Lord had it all by himself." The message is, simply, God helps those who help themselves. If you're looking for a helping hand, look at the end of your own arm. Don't wait for someone else to do it. You do it. Don't be the indifferent person. Here's another disease, a disease of attitude, a disease of thinking habits. It is indecision. Indecision is a negative habit, a negative trait, a negative thinking habit. Indecision. Look, indecision is procrastination, putting things off until. Procrastination, folks, is a thief of time and the grave of opportunity. It has robbed more people of opportunity than anything else on this earth. Because, you know, you go to any person who's 65 years old and broke and say, "Sir, say, ma'am, did you ever have a chance?" They all have a story. "Oh, if I'd have got in that business 30 years ago with my crazy brother-in-law. Oh, if I would have got and bought that stock. If I'd have bought that land 40 years ago. If I'd have got that house." Well, why didn't they? See, they didn't go broke from lack of opportunity. They broke from lack of trying. Because when the opportunities presented themselves, they sat back and said, "Oh, no, what if I buy and I lose? Oh, no, what if I try and I fail? Oh, no." And they sat in indecision. They decided not to decide, which was a decision of no. And it leads to failure and it leads to a waste of time. Whenever there's decisions to be made, in my opinion, make them quickly and change them slowly. Yes, make them wisely, but make them. You know, if you sit on the fence and indecision constantly, and you say, "Well, what if I get off on this side and it's wrong? Oh, no, what if I get off on this side and it's wrong? What if I get off on this side and it's wrong? Oh, no, what?" And pretty soon you just sit on the fence forever. It doesn't matter. Just get off. Because, see, even if you make the wrong decision and you move forward, you'll find out soon it was the wrong decision. Now you can go back and hop over the fence and get on the right side of the coin and not waste the time. And that's the key. You know, wasting time is one of the worst possible things you can do, folks, because that we only have so much of it on this earth. You know, when good Lord put us on this earth, he only gave each of us so much time. We can't get rid of any of it. I called a friend of mine one day. I said, "Hey, George," I said, "what you doing?" He said, "Oh, just killing some time." I said, "Oh, no. Gosh, we only got a little, and he's killing some of it. That's ridiculous." And indecision kills time. Here's another disease of habit, and that is doubt. Yes, doubt. Doubt in yourself, doubt in other people, doubt. That is a serious disease, folks, because here's what I believe. It says in the Bible, it says all things are possible to those who believe. It doesn't say all things are possible to those who are young or those who are older, those who are black or those who are white or tall or short or fat or skinny. It says all things are possible to those who believe. You say, "Well, Rudy, you mean all I have to do is believe I can do something and I can?" That's right. That's 90% of it. Right there, 90% is the belief you have in whether you can. Because the moment you believe you can, you'll find the information you need. The moment you believe you can, you'll find the people that help you. The moment you believe you can, you'll do what it takes to make it happen instead of sitting there in doubt and worry. And I understand this because I was the same way when I first got into this business. People would say, "Rudy, you can do it." And I'd say, "Well, no, not me. You know, I'm a farm boy. I never did anything like this. I don't have any money. I don't have much of an education." I had all these doubts and all this garbage that people had piled on me of what it took to become successful. And then I got involved in a business, and I went to the trainings and the meetings, and somebody would get up in front of the room and say, "You can do it. You can do it. You can do it." And finally I said, "Well, maybe I can." And then I kept going to the meetings and trainings, and they kept saying, "You can do it, you can do it." And I finally said, "Well, maybe I can." And they kept saying, "You can do it, you can do it." I finally said, "I think I can." And they kept saying, "You can do it, you can do it, you can do it." And I finally said, "I can." But more important, I kept going to the trainings and meetings and events. And soon I said, "Not only can I will." And see, once I believed and once I said I will, the doing was easy. The hard part is believing you can. And that's why it's so important, folks, to stay involved. Stay involved. If you're in business, stay involved with your organization, with the people you're around. Stay involved with this show. Gosh, you get the opportunity to come on this show and listen to good positive messages constantly. You need that positive message to eliminate the doubts, to listen to people just like you who have already done it. It doesn't take a special person. It takes a person who believes. Here's the next thing it takes, another thing to eliminate, another disease to eliminate, and that is, Joyce, are we okay on time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Here's another thing to eliminate, in my opinion, and that is worry. Worry is a negative habit. It's a negative disease, a thinking habit disease. Worry. All the worry on earth has never solved the problem. You can't worry your way to success. You've got to eliminate worry. Worry causes, and you know, the thing about worry is not only does it cause mental problems, worry will actually cause physical problems because you can control a person's physical being through their mind. That's right. Look, try this. You go to work on Monday morning, you get 10 of your friends together, and you say, okay, look, when George comes in today, we're going to tell him he looks sick. So the first person goes up to George and says, oh, George, what's the matter with you? You don't look so good. George says, I feel fine. I feel terrific. Okay, well, don't eat lunch with me today. Next person goes up to George and says, George, you don't look so good today. What's the matter? George says, well, you know, I'm okay. I don't know what's the matter with you folks. By the time you get down to about the fifth person who says, hey, George, you don't look so good, he says, no, I'm not feeling that great today. By the time you get down to number nine, he's on his way to the men's room. Oh, I feel terrible. Why? Because you can control a person's physical being through their minds. And worry does the same thing for you. You know, look at it this way. Have you ever, ladies, I'm sure this has happened to many of you, you walk in and someone says to you, wow, you look radiant today. You just look beautiful. There's something about your hair, I don't know what it is, but you look great today. If somebody says that to you, how do you feel the rest of the day? You feel terrific. You're up. You're excited because just those words changed your attitude, changed your feelings through your mind. And if someone were to walk up to you when you walked in on Monday morning into the office and someone said, oh, you don't look so good. What, did you have a bad weekend? How do you feel the rest of the day? You're wondering what they see. Things aren't that good. It all happens through your mind, folks. So the point is simply this. That if you're a worrier, you've got to kick the worry habit because it will control your physical being. Kick the habit. Now, I happen to know the best worrier on earth, and it happens to be my mom. She was that way all my life. She's the biggest worrier. She could start a business of worry. If you have something to worry about, give it to her. She'll worry for you. But all of that worry on earth has never solved a problem. What solves problem is action. You've got to be willing to go to work. It's that simple. Every time you have something to worry about, get busy, get into action. Because you see, in action, there is no worry. If you have something to worry about and someone gets you busy, what happens? Oh, you forget your worries. As soon as you're idle, boom, your worries are back. So the secret to success is every time you've got something to worry about, get busy, get into action, run around a block, mow the lawn, spank the kids, do something, just get busy, get into action. And over time, it'll help you to eliminate this horrible disease of worry. Here's the next thing, another disease. Two more, and that is overcaution. Overcaution is a negative disease. It's a negative thinking habit. Overcautious. The overcautious person is a person who's always afraid of risk. The person says, oh, no, what if I try and I fail? Well, I know, but what if you try and you succeed? Right? It's the guy who goes and puts his toe in the water and says, oh, that's cold, and he goes, sits on a bench waiting for the water to warm up while someone else gets on the diving board and, boom, dives right in. What's the difference? The guy who put his toe in the water, yes, he got a shock. It was cold. And the guy who dove in got a shock. But you know what? That shock only lasts for a split second. And then here's the difference in life, folks. The guy who took the plunge gets to enjoy the swim. While the guy who put his toe in the water and is afraid to go in, he's watching. He's sitting on the bench watching. And if you want the successes of life, you've got to be willing to take the plunges. Don't be the overcautious person. Right? Look, folks, that's the way you become successful is by taking risks. It's not how many risks you can get out of. Look for how many risks you can get into. That's the secret to success. Guy says, yeah, but Rudy, you know, well, what kind of security are you going to give me if I get into your business and I give you some money? And what if I get in the business and then all of a sudden after I get some products at home and I'm in the business, I'm walking down the street and I get hit by a car and it breaks my arm, puts me in a hospital. Now what am I going to do? I said, well, I don't know, George, that could happen. But what if you get in business and you get some products and your business is starting to grow, and just as you're starting to make a lot of money, boom, here comes a Mack truck, hits you, runs you over, knocks you down, breaks your head, your legs, your arms, your back, breaks every bone in your body, puts you in a hospital as a vegetable for life. He says, well, that's an ugly way to talk to me. He says, well, if you're going to have an accident, you might as well have a good one. But there are people out there just like that. They're always looking at the worst-case scenario. Oh, what could happen to me that's negative? No. Look at what could happen to you that's positive. There's the secret to success. And last but not least, sorry I'm taking so long, Joyce, but just one more to go.
Don't apologize. You're on a roll. Absolutely keep going.
Last negative thinking habit, in my opinion, and I say this for last because this is the one I dislike the most. I don't like being around these kind of people, and it is simply a pessimist. It's the person who's always looking at the negative side of life. The guy who says, oh, well, I've seen things like that. It'll never work. It's the guy who says, it's the lady who says, hey, look at these beautiful roses my husband sent me. And the pessimist says, yeah, watch out for the thorns. You say, hey, I just won this trip from Symmetry. We're going on a cruise in the Caribbean. Man, isn't that going to be great? And your friend says, oh, yeah, did you hear about those cruise ships? They're getting sick on cruise ships, and it was one that was in the middle of the ocean and the motor stopped. Or you say, hey, look, I just won this beautiful trip. I'm going to take a flight from here to Rome. And they say, oh, yeah, did you hear about that airplane crash last week? You know those people, right? They're pessimists. They're all over the place. People are always looking at the negative side. Look, if you have a glass of water and the water line is halfway up, is that glass full or is it half empty? That depends on how you look at life. It's both. Some people look at a glass like that and they say it's half empty. Why? Because that's the way their life is. It's half over. It's half done. It's not as good. Times are bad. Things are bad. The guy looks at the glass as half full. That's the person who says, hey, I will. I can. It's the difference of a person like Colonel Sanders. You know, Colonel Sanders was 65 years old when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Other people at 65 say, well, it's too late now. He says, hey, look, it took me 65 years to learn what not to do. Now I know what to do. I'm going for it. So don't be the pessimist. Folks, I believe that even though there are some times right now that aren't as positive as they could be, with everything that's going on, the economy, folks, there are still people right now doing very well. There are people right now who are moving forward. There are people right now who will set the next stage for the future millionaires to come right now during these negative times because they think they can. And if you get positive, one of the best things you can do is pay it forward. That's right, get other people positive. That's why I'm so happy to come on this show. I don't care if there's 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people on the show or 10 people on the show, and I don't care if even only one of them listens, because that one will make the difference. Because you see, many, many years ago, 40 years ago, I was the one. Reminds me of the story, the grandpa and his grandson walking down the beach, and these starfish had walked up on the beach, and they were dying in the sun. Drying out in the sun because the ocean had receded. So the grandpa reaches over, picks up a starfish and throws him in the water. Picks up another one, throws him in the water. And the grand says, Grandpa, why are you doing that? He says, well, I'm trying to save this starfish. He says, but Grandpa, there are thousands and thousands of starfish on this beach. You can't save them all. He said, no, I can't save them all, son. He said, but I can save this one. And he picked up the next one and threw it in. And there's the secret to success. Pay it forward. Help someone else get on the positive side of life and develop better thinking habits. Folks, thanks for listening to me today. And Joyce, thank you for inviting me on. And keep up the great work that you're doing, to helping people change their lives and paying it forward through your radio show.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. It was awesome. And, folks, if you want to hear Rudy on goals, that was truly one of the best goals lesson I've ever heard, December 27th in our archives, blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry. And then we have on February 28th to hear Rudy on leadership, and who knows better about leadership than he does, when everyone at the top levels of the company are so committed to empowering everybody else. So I was introduced to this company through Diet Magic, which is just one of their awesome products. So listen up and see if you get it.
I wish I could lose weight.
I wish I could turn off my hunger switch.
I wish I could get rid of my love handles.
You know what I wish for? An energy boost.
If you'd like to lose weight, lose inches, curb your appetite, and boost your energy, then it's time to stop wishing. It's time to put Diet Magic into your life. That's right, Diet Magic. Diet Magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways, like controlling cravings, melting unwanted inches, and improving your mood and energy. Diet Magic is safe and works fast, with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try a Diet Magic trial pack today by logging on to DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. Diet Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your Diet Magic trial pack right now online at DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com.
Diet Magic, wow!
I now want to share with you an original poem that I was inspired to write. So listen up, folks, and take heed of this. Do you need to lose some weight? No matter how much, it's not too late. Are you a singer or a dancer? What makes you happy? What's your mood enhancer? Your morning coffee in a big cup? Is that what you use to get your energy up? Do you need to earn some money? No jobs to be had. Now, that's not funny. Does any of this apply to you? No need to worry. Here's what to do. Don't delay. Do this now at your computer. Before.com, put Diet Magic Wow. To feel happy and really alive, get the trial pack. It's only $12.95. For a business opportunity, you want what's best. You'll find that symmetry aces every test. If you choose to come in now, no doubt you'll be saying, Diet Magic, wow. Rudy, what you think of my original poem?
Very good. You're a poetic artist, huh?
I love poetry, and I love using words in different ways. I want to say to all you folks that are listening, if someone referred you to the show that is part of the Symmetry organization, what you want to do is go back to that person. You want to join forces with them. And as always, a special shout-out to Cohan Baker in Jamaica. I know that he loves the show and always listens and shares our message with his organization out there in Jamaica. And I can't wait to get to Jamaica and accept his invitation to speak before his group. So we're all very company oriented. We'll all help each other. So once again, if someone from Symmetry told you to listen to us today, please go back to that person. You definitely want to be in their organization. And now for the quote of the day, and it is never too late to get off your butt. Spelled B-U-T. It is never too late to get off your butt. And I really hope that today's show is a turning point, that you hear all of that, all these negative influences around us. So are you going to keep listening to those influences, or is today going to be the first day of your life? Because with this company, we have such an extraordinary opportunity to get products that are so good for you, that are so healthy. As I said, I did get introduced to the Diet Magic, and I did need to lose some weight. And within the first hour of taking the product, that's why we say with the trial pack, you'll know right away. I don't go anywhere without samples in my purse because it does work instantly. No side effects, no jitters. First hour, I got rid of my craving for chocolates, and then I've lost 15 pounds so far. So that's how I was introduced, and then one by one, I started to find out about the other products and try those. Before we move forward on products, Rudy, did you want to say anything?
No, Joyce, as I said earlier, I'm very excited the fact that you pay it forward by having this show and giving people the opportunity to have a positive message consistently. It's so important to stay involved with people who are positive and people who are giving you a proper message as opposed to what's out in the world today of all this negativity. So congratulations on what you do.
It's so sad, though. Thank you so much for that. But it's so sad that there are people that will only see the glass half empty. I find it so impressive that we're all over the world in so many countries that we want to reach out and touch someone and really make a difference. Like here's Cohan Baker in Jamaica, and he wrote to me via Facebook how much he loved the show, and I was so glad that I can make a difference out there as well. You just never know who's listening and if they're going to take heed of the message and the inspiration to do something different. And I play these Diet Magic messages just about on every single show, especially in Just Do It January, where how many of you have losing weight as one of your top resolutions? Oh, my goodness, like that is like you talk to people and you can be sure that so many people, it's about fitness and health and losing weight. So I highly recommend that product. And on my word, folks, I will never recommend something that I am not a product of, the product that I don't believe in. I stake my name, my reputation, and you can Google Joyce Barry. You'll find pages and pages about me and my work and not one negative thing anywhere because I take pride in what I do and who I am and integrity. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the other products and then have a little time to talk about the business opportunity. One of my favorites is the Botanic Gold, and they call me the Botanic Gold Queen because here is a product, and I'm laughing, because it does so much. I could not believe that I can throw it in the laundry. I can use it to wash my hands. I could use it for so many diverse things that we have all these toxic chemical products, one to do the windows and one to do the floors, but here we have this healthy, natural product that just does so much and aces it each and every time. So I am really, really thrilled about that. Sandra, I see you on the line, and I know that you bought the product. You want to say a word about it?
Yes, that it's fantastic. And you're right, it does everything for you except make your breakfast.
Yeah, I always say that this product does that. And you had shared with me about some of the products you were using, and now you're buying this by the gallon.
Well, and I'm probably going to have to add another gallon to my auto ship. And it's probably going to take 2 gallons a month with all of the animals.
Yeah, Sandra's a person who loves cats and does take care of cats. And I just wanted to say that Sandra did something that I thought was amazing. Last month, when her auto ship was set for the end of the month and she heard me talking about the Botanic Gold, she had to have it immediately. So she called up and ordered it, paid the double shipping. Instead of saying, put it with my auto ship, she just left her auto ship and she says, I got to have this right away. And I thought that was amazing that you got so inspired. So is it doing all that we're saying here?
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you for telling me about it because I can't believe just how sparkly it leaves everything. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, I am as well. Thank you so much, Sandra. I appreciate your jumping in. Also wanted to talk about this thing that I find an amazing invention that's connected to it. It's called the BOGO Blaster, and I have it on all my sinks. I don't understand how it works, but when you put in the right amount and mix it with water, it's always ready to go, and it's foamy for washing your hands. And I just love that as well. Dr. Mark Crapo, I mean, he's an amazing man that's put together so many of these products. And he's a favorite on our show as well. We have him on Valentine's Day, and we're going to be talking on love and having more love in your life. So before we talk a bit about the business opportunity, Rudy, is there anything you want to say about your extraordinary products and your commitment to having them be really the best?
Well, I think if people would just go on the website at symmetrydirect.com, they can see all of the benefits, the purity, the consistency, the potency, the way everything we do is of highest quality. Every single one of the products is guaranteed 100%. That's how confident we are that they work. That if people try them and they don't get the results they want, fine, then return them, we'll give you your money back. And we've been in business now for 16 years, so obviously we don't get that much of it back. And people have the opportunity. Look, they work. You get that product, Diet Magic, and as you said, within 20 minutes, you notice a result. You know you got more energy. The appetite suppressing, it really works. The mood enhancement even. And it just, they all work. Our Genesis, a miracle product, helping people to feel better, look younger, and live longer because of the product. And the Ultra Vitality, terrific. Vitamin, mineral, trace elements, whole food blend, the most comprehensive nutritional supplement on the market today. So it's just a variety of great things, and I could spend an hour on each one of them, including the BOGO, the Botana Gold. You could spend an hour just talking about it. And the reason it's so terrific is because it's made with just fruits and vegetables. There's zero chemicals.
And I wanted to say something about Genesis. As I said, I really did get introduced through Diet Magic. And then little by little, I started trying the other things. But no matter what I tried, I said, oh, my God, now I got to have this one every month. The Genesis, I have never, ever tasted anything that tasted that good. To have something taste that good and be that healthy, oh, my God, it's extraordinary. I'm someone that the only wine that I've always liked was plum wine, which you can only get in the Chinese restaurant and the Japanese restaurant. The other restaurants don't have those. So now I have Symmetry. I don't need wine. It tastes even better than any wine, but it has all the benefits of making you feel that vitality, look younger, feel better. So Genesis is extraordinary as well. And I don't want to close out the show without talking about the business opportunity that comes along with all of this. First of all, you always want to be a product of the product. So if you believe in it, you never, ever have to sell a product. You share the product, just like you share your favorite restaurant, your favorite movie, and your favorite book. So for those of you who say, oh, I can't sell, I'm not a salesperson, I'm a teacher, I'm a construction worker, I don't want people selling the product. I want people sharing the product, that if you truly love it, it is no different than anything else in your life that you share. So I share the product, and I have the 3-foot rule. Anyone within 3 feet of me, I am going to tell about it, because I really do believe I'm making a difference in their life. I truly, truly believe that. So as I said, I don't go anywhere without the samples in my purse. And given that it does work so quickly and the results are so visible, it's a great way to have your business grow without saying, oh, I got to sell something. No, you don't have to sell something. And you know what? Energy and passion and enthusiasm, they're all contagious. So if you feel good about what you're doing, people will find that contagious and want to have what you're having. As they say in that movie, I'll have what she's having, that famous line from When Harry Met Sally. So the business opportunity is really lucrative. It's really a great opportunity, and it offers what I've not seen any other opportunity offer, and that is their fabulous lifestyle program. And what that is, for just small increments of the points, shall we say, or commissions that you generate, at each level there is light at the end of the tunnel with a wonderful gift waiting for you. The first one I did in the first 30 days, which was 2,000 in volume, and get a $250 bonus, and I had that check in the first month. And at the time, I got a second bonus in the first month, bring in 4 people in the first month, get $100, and I hit that one. I love that there's always that thing right in front of you that you can see and that you're going to want, and it gives you that incentive to keep going forward. Like Rudy referenced, there was a great cruise for people, and I know people that got back from that cruise, and everyone just had a fabulous time. So I love that you keep coming up with these wonderful incentives, Rudy. Anything you'd like to share about that?
Well, I think Joyce, you're right. One of the best things about Symmetry is that, you know, in a lot of other companies, they have some benefits. They'll have a some company will have a trip. Yeah, but you have to do enormous numbers and be one of the top distributors in order to be able to go on their trip. In our case, it's at a very low end for to go on our annual trip. And then we do have it for the top also. So Symmetry is a way that you can earn a little bit of extra money, a lot of extra money. You could make a big dollars, or you could build a brand new career, all depending on what the individual wants. And that lifestyle program runs all the way from, as you said, from luggage and some travel at the bottom end to the top end, where we give away $100,000 cash bonus. We give away a Mercedes. Matter of fact, just last month, the end of last month, just before Christmas, we had an event, and we gave away a Rolex, a silver Mariner Rolex watch with the green face, the latest Rolex watch available. It was beautiful. So anywhere from Rolex watches to Harley Davidsons to Mercedes that we give away to cash bonuses, people can earn if they're willing to work, and anyone can do it. So, yes.
And that is absolutely true, and like I say, you don't see that much with other companies. You have to have so much more in volume. I just want to share that my definite purpose in life is to coach people to live their best life as I do whatever it takes to live mine. And in so doing, I only want the best products. I want the best opportunities, and I want people like Rudy Rivak on this show because, Rudy, you are, and your company and your products, simply the best.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone I've ever met. Stop on your heart. I hang out every word you say.
Just Tuesdays, except at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Tuesdays are Wing Tuesdays. But now even Wing Tuesdays aren't just Wing Tuesdays, because Wing Tuesdays are half-price Wing Tuesdays, which means your boring Tuesday that became Wing Tuesday now costs you half as much. In case you're confused, we have half-price Wing Tuesdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.